Why are you home already? Wait, what time is it? Oh God, is it that late already? I only meant to close my eyes for just a few minutes on the couch. I didn't mean to sleep for hours. Have you had any dinner? No? Okay, I think I can whip up something really quickly. Oh, you surprised me. Honey, aren't you hungry? It must have been ages since you've had lunch. Are you sure you don't want anything to eat? Oh, it's really no trouble at all. How could I ever deny anything for such a cutie like yourself? Especially one as tired as you. Speaking of which, you're kind of late tonight, aren't you? I think that's why I thought it'd be okay for me to nap for a little bit. I thought you'd be home sooner. Oh no, who didn't show up for work? Ugh, and you covered his shift, huh? You know, you could have just come home. You didn't have to make the extra effort. I know. You're the kind of person who'd do that. That's why I love you so much. Your sense of responsibility is admirable, but honestly, in situations like this, I can't help but wish you'd be a little more selfish. Oh, your hair's wet. Is it raining out? Sorry, honestly, I didn't even notice. Here, let me crack open the window a bit. Hold on. You think I'd hear the sounds of rain, but I guess I just don't register that kind of background noise.
God, I am totally airheaded. I'm so sorry.
Though, good thing the window's right here, so I didn't have to dislodge you from my lap. Really? You like it? Yeah, it's a new body wash. I know you can be a little sensitive around scents, so I picked up something a little less floral this time. It's more citrusy and woodsy. I think some people might even call it kind of masculine, but hey, as long as you like it, who cares what they think? Right? It's been a while since we've relaxed like this. Both of us. We're just so busy with our own lives. We hardly get the time to just sit here, listening to nothing but the sounds of the rain, our heartbeats, our breaths. Yeah, I know. We used to do this a lot in college. Remember? Weird how, like, we had more time back then when we were absolutely drowning under exams and reports. I swear, I think I did more cramming for exams than I actually work these days, but it seems like we have even less time now than we did before. And then, you know, when we come home, we're too tired to do much anything else but just sit on opposite sides of the couch and scroll through Insta or TikTok or whatever until it's time for bed. And, of course, weekends are kind of hit or miss. Sometimes we get time to ourselves, or other times we're committed to some social obligation that takes up the whole day. So, even though you're incredibly tired and burned out, I can't say I'm really upset about this situation, because look where we are now. It's almost like we're back in college, or right before our first jobs. You're in my lap, eyes closed, I'm playing with your hair. Not gonna lie, I'm probably the happiest I've been in a really long time. And, you know, me being unhappy, that has nothing to do with you, just so you know. Like I said, we're both just so busy nowadays. We're totally forgetting to take the time to smell the roses. You know what I mean? Let's make a promise to each other. Okay? From now on, no matter what, no matter where we are, let's take some time to just do this. Promise?
Yeah, okay. Promise.
You know I love you, right? Sometimes, okay, maybe not sometimes, most of the time, we both just forget to say it, but it's always there in my mind. I just have a hard time saying it out loud. But I'm saying it now. I love you. I love everything about you. I love your hardworking nature. I love that you are kind and generous. I love that you care about the people around you. Even though it can be kind of frustrating to watch other people try to take advantage of your kindness. But I still wouldn't change a single thing about you. And no matter what anyone says, no matter what they think, I want you to know that you're amazing. Got it? I'm honestly the luckiest girl in the world. I really am. Hmm? What? You're the luckiest guy? Well, then I guess we can both be lucky together. Oh no, don't worry about me. It's okay. You're not too heavy. And even if I'm getting pins and needles in my legs, it's worth it. So don't you dare move. We're going to be like this until you fall asleep. Don't you remember? You used to fall asleep in my lap all the time back in college.
We were so young then.
Well, younger.
But, I feel like we've grown up a lot since then. A lot of stuff has happened to us and the world since then. Hasn't it? And to say that the changes in the world hasn't changed us would be kind of disingenuous, for sure. But what hasn't changed are my feelings for you. I just needed you to know that. If anything, I think my feelings for you have deepened, matured, and I want you to know that no matter what, I'm always going to be here for you. I'm always going to be on your side. Even if the world turns against you, I'll always be here for you. No questions asked. Because you're my number one. Oh, look at how red your face got. You're so adorable. I can barely stand it. You look kind of tired, honey. Don't worry about keeping me company. Honestly, I'm enjoying myself so much right now. So go ahead. Close your eyes. Just relax. You've had a long day. Too long. I want you to fall asleep. I mean, you probably won't for long, but for the hour that I get to sit with you like this, I'm honestly looking forward to it. Just listening to the sounds of the rain coming through the window. Watching your chest move up and down while you sleep. Yeah. I don't know how you're feeling right about now, but me personally, I'm in heaven. So, let me take care of you. You take care of me all the time, and I never get the chance to reciprocate. Hey, keep your eyes closed, mister. Just let me keep running my fingers through your hair. Maybe even hum a little under my breath. And if you fall asleep, all the better. So, relax. Yeah. Just relax. Just like that. Silly, you're supposed to be asleep. But, okay. I'll sing something that doesn't make you feel like you're 3 years old. Okay. You know this one. Close your eyes.
Whenever sing my songs on the stage on my own, whenever said my words, wishing they would be heard. I saw you smiling at me. Was it real or just my fantasy? You'd always be there in the corner of this tiny little bar. My last night here for you, same old songs, just once more. My last night here with you, maybe yes, maybe no. I kind of liked it your way, how you shyly placed your eyes on me. Did you ever know that I had mine on you? Darling, so there you are, with that look on your face, as if you're never hurt, as if you're never down. Shall I be the one for you, who pinches you softly but sure? If frown is shown, then I will know that you are no dreamer. So let me come to you, close as I wanna be, close enough for me to feel your heart beating fast, and on me. Did you ever know that I had mine on you? Darling, so share with me your love if you have enough, your tears if you're holding back, or pain if that's what it is. How can I let you know I'm more than the dress and the voice? Just reach me out, then you will know that you are not dreaming. Darling, so there you are, with that as if you're never hurt, as if you're never down. Shall I be the one for you who pinches you softly but sure? If frown is shown, then I will know that you are no dreamer. You're drifting off to sleep. One more for you. Kasega yoseta kotoba ni oyoida kokoro ku.
Kimi no machi ie ute no naka.
と触れ